This goes to Dr. Ausiello, Ausiello, fax 616-754-1062. Regarding Frances, it's Francesi, like Iris, Snyder, Snyder. Date of birth 10/10/1940. Dear Dr. Ausiello, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Snyder, who was last seen September 20th of 2021 with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Since her last visit, she fractured one bone in her right foot and had to use a walking boot for several months. She did receive three of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, but also had symptoms of COVID-19 infection in January of this year. I believe she tested negative for COVID, but was very tired, had the cough, the fever, no fever, but myalgias, and nasal drainage, etc. But she's recovered and feels much better at this point. Since her last visit, metoprolol has been discontinued. And her Solitol is, she's on Solitol 80 milligrams twice a day instead. She's not using any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And I would also like to highlight furosemide 20 milligrams daily, potassium chloride 20 milliequivalents is daily also. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. She has urinary frequency chronically with incontinence. Nocturia is 2 times a night, but currently no cloudiness or blood, and nothing is worse than usual. She has intermittent diarrhea without blood or melena, no chest pain or current palpitations, minimal shortness of breath with exertion, and occasionally at rest without cough or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. Physical exam, weight is 195 pounds, a 3-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 60, blood pressure 126 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 5th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.15, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 45. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 5.0. Phosphorus is 3.4. Her white count is 9.06. Hemoglobin 13.8 with normal platelets. Albumin 3.5 and calcium is 9.3. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no pericarditis, no volume overload, hypertension, well-controlled, and atrial fibrillation with the placement of a Watchman device, so she was able to get off the anticoagulants. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.